AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Biden returned to the national stage today, amplifying concerns President Trump's agenda is threatening the health of Social Security. He spoke to the National Conference of Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled in Chicago.
Fewer than 100 days, this new administration has made done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking it could happen that soon. They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration, pushing an additional 7,000 employees, 7,000, out the door in that time.
Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt rejected that notion.
President Trump is absolutely certain about protecting Social Security benefits for law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens and seniors who have paid into this program. He will always protect that program. He campaigned on it, he protected it in his first term, and he's back again to continue protecting it.
As President Trump considers delaying auto tariffs, the trade war cooled for a day, and so did the volatility on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points, about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite edged down less than 0.1%. Trading in bonds and the dollar were also calmer. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A federal judge is ordering Trump administration officials provide sworn testimony about efforts to comply with her orders to facilitate the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador. And the CDC reports federal statistics show an estimated 1 in 3 children in the U.S. have been diagnosed with autism. Boys continue to be diagnosed more than girls. The highest rates are among children who are Asia-Pacific Islander, American Indian, Alaska Native, and Black. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has the story of a bookstore brigade.
Residents of a small Michigan community stood side by side to help a local bookstore move over 9,000 books, one by one, from its former site to a new location about a block away. The owner of Serendipity Books says that about 300 people volunteered to pass the books in a human chain through downtown Chelsea on Sunday.
Now we're talking.
The Book Brigade's helpers lined both sides of the sidewalk, moving the books from the shelves at the old location directly to the correct shelves in the new bookstore. The endeavor took just under 2 hours, and they even put the books back in alphabetical order.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in case you need it, Serendipity Books' new address is 119 South Main Street, Chelsea, Michigan. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.